Unit 3, page 34. Reading. Exercise 3.
Funny place names. Around the world, there are lots of names for towns and villages that sound funny in English. For example, Monster in the Netherlands, Egg in Austria, and Silly in Belgium. Here are a few of my favorites. Accident. Around 1751, George Deacons was offered some land in the U.S. by King George II of England as payment for a debt. You can choose a piece of land anywhere in Western Maryland, the king said. Mr. Deacons sent two teams of engineers to find the best land without actually working together. The two teams came back with their maps, and to their surprise, they discovered they had chosen exactly the same piece of land. Mr. Deacons called it the Accident Tract, and that's how the town got its name. And guess what a person from Accident is called? An accidental. Hot coffee. In Mississippi, in the late 1800s, you had to travel a long way to take your crops to market and buy food and provisions. When Levi Davis built a store halfway between Natchez and Mobile, it provided a welcome break. He always offered tired travelers a good pot of hot coffee, which he advertised as the best coffee around. Soon, his store became well known as a place to stop for hot coffee, and the surrounding area became known as hot coffee, too. In the 1920s, the name hot coffee began appearing on maps. Today, you can still see the road signs to hot coffee, but maybe it's not really the best coffee around anymore. Lost. There is a little village in Aberdeenshire, Scotland called Lost. The name comes from the word losda in Scottish Gaelic. Visitors loved the name, and local road signs were often stolen. In fact, the longest time a sign stayed there was for 3 months, and the local government became so fed up with this that they decided to change the name to Lost Farm. However, the local people complained. "We're happy with the name," they said. "You mustn't change it." So the name wasn't changed, and instead, the council made the road signs stronger. Now people can't take the signs, but they can still have their photograph taken beside them. Batman. The Turkish city Batman takes his name from a river, and not from the comic book superhero. The river's name was probably inspired by the Bati Rahman Mountain. However, there is still a connection with the Batman we've seen on the screen. In 2008, the mayor of Batman said that Christopher Nolan, the director of The Dark Knight, should have to pay money to the city for using the name Batman without permission. "There is only one Batman in the world," he said. "The American film producers used the name of our city without informing us." Of course, Nolan didn't have to pay, though. It's true that filmmakers can't steal information and ideas, but the name Batman has been around since the character was created in 1939.